It's episode 89, and we've got plugins for enforcing word count minimums, online appointment schedulers, issue trackers, browser and benchmarking tools, and the laziest video carousel plugin ever. It's the show that 4 out of 5 successful designers recommend. It's WordPress plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to the fine, fantabulous show. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Am I the only one, John, that bobs their head when the intro's going on like that?
No.
Maybe not.
No, I do that too occasionally, and it's kind of cool music if you're out on your bicycle and it suddenly kicks in and I'm listening to another show. It's like, oh yeah, something to pedal to. I like the music. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, so, episode 89, here we are, John.
Yeah, we're getting there. And I think I was telling somebody about it, and I looked back and I went, oh my God, I've done almost 90 episodes of this. Wow, it's been almost two. Actually, it's been just over 2 years this week.
Great.
Since I put the first show on the internet and out there for the world to hear.
Awesome.
So we've got a couple of things. First off the top, of course, our usual reminders. You can find the podcast and show notes at the website, wppluginsa2z.com. And don't forget to check us out on Stitcher Radio. And you can also find us on iTunes. And we have links to the show notes where if you don't have the apps, just go click the link. It'll take you to the proper places to download the apps for your devices, saving you some time. And we've got, of course, a little bit of self-promotion, and a little bit of self-promotion for me is I've got some WordPress training classes coming up for October and November, but only if you happen to live in beautiful Victoria, BC, but I know I have some listeners here, so remind you folks to sign up for the courses. I've got an introduction course coming up starting next week, and I've got an advanced course in November. And also, don't forget, too, if you need help with your WordPress site, White Screen of Death, emergency WordPress repair is only a click away or dial a phone. I do answer my phone and talk to folks and help them out.
Excellent. Well, I am so close to being ready for that video show that I keep promising everybody. And I am... The website itself is taking on kind of a mind of its own, and I'm going to have to scale it back, but I'm still looking for a really good intern that wants to work with me. It might get into some video stuff, graphic stuff, posting, maintenance, that kind of thing, but there will be a little taste of some revenue as far as what we generate on the back end. So anybody that's looking to get involved in that, just shoot me a quick note and let me know your qualifications, and you can find the form right at marcuscouch.com.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, websites and projects sometimes do seem to take on a life of their own, and you go, what am I doing? My God.
Exactly. And so for me, I've kind of got a store and a plugin directory and a video vault and a regular blog site, and I've used multi-site on it, so I've got 4 sites plus 5 staging sites on the back end. And boy, it's becoming an 8-legged beast quickly.
They definitely do that, and I've got that same problem happening with this project I'm working on with my daughter now. I've got her fully involved in doing most of the groundwork now, which is actually kind of cool. So let's see, we've got a couple of things to ramble about. One thing, I saw an email the other day, I guess it's a couple, 3 days old now. Stitcher Radio, where we just got ourselves on, is having their first annual awards show. And we would like you, our listeners, to please go to stitcherradio.com/StitcherAwards and nominate us. Nominate us as one of the shows in the tech category. That would be pretty cool.
So. Yeah, now I've noticed that we're not listed as far as in tech shows. You actually have to type it out. as far as the nomination that I did last night. Now, maybe there, you know, after a few more nominations, maybe it'll start popping up. But if you don't see it, please just type in WordPress plugins A to Z, and I think that will what will suffice as far as a good vote.
That's what we need. So then you can vote once a day on shows according to their rules. So once you get in there and you see it, you can go vote multiple times. They're taking votes for the next 2 weeks, so make sure you check it out.
Absolutely. We could definitely use the boost. And just, you know, remember also, in addition to that, we've got the regular podcast awards that are going on. It's going to be tough to beat out Leo Laporte as far as tech shows go. But if you want to throw us a nomination there as well, we would definitely appreciate it.
That would be pretty cool. Now, the other thing we've got is, of course, since this is episode 89, we're 11 episodes away from episode 100. So it's starting to count down. And something I'm throwing out to all of you, our listeners, especially anyone who's been around for a while, if you've got any favorite shows or favorite flubs from past episodes, let me know, and I will see if I can pull some of those up, and we'll make episode 100 kind of interesting and fun.
I don't ever flub. What are you talking about, John?
No, I've got a few shoe leather spots in some of them past shows. I've listened to myself, so...
Ooh.
Well. So yeah, if you've got anything, we're going to do something. Episode 100, it's kind of a very big mark, and for me in particular, I didn't actually think I would ever, you know, get this far, you know, initially, because, you know, after I think around somewhere around episode 20, I really had to push myself to keep it going. So, but now it's like I look forward to it every week.
Yeah, I do too, and I hope the listeners do as well.
And one last thing I just wanted to ramble about, as I'm doing a fair amount of helping folks with WordPress emergency support. And this past week brought to mind my ever favorite thing, and that is backups. And everyone tries to make backups or makes backups or remembers to make backups. And something I forget to tell folks, you need more than one copy. And the reason being, you want to have copies consecutive or close together, is because you never know if something got corrupted along the way. And this happened to me just recently, helping somebody out. The backup they had, I couldn't restore it or get it back into it because it had corruption near the end of a 200 meg data file.
Ugh.
And I didn't discover it, of course, until after I'd uploaded it a couple of times, because re-uploading 200 megs into MySQL, PHP MySQL, takes two or three tries because it keeps breaking time strings. So you get all the way to the end after a couple, three tries, and it's like, poof, something goes wrong. First time, it's like, okay, maybe an error in my upload. After the third time, I realized there was an error in the file. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to help in that spot. But just for folks out there, you're making backups, keep at least three copies. Never keep only one. And keep them in separate places is even a better deal.
And do them more than once a year.
Yeah, I preferably do them once a week. At the very minimum, do them once a month, but preferably once a week. And if you update your site regularly on a daily basis, you might consider doing it daily. And one of the plugins I'm starting to use quite regularly for it is WP Backup. Or no, it's called Back WP Up. And that works very, very well, especially since I realized that instead of having to go to outsource with it, I could have it FTP off to a server I don't use for a lot of stuff, but makes a great FTP spot. So I'm FTPing backups off to that, and it does a really good job of it.
Nice. And I know that I believe it also works with Dropbox, too.
It works with Dropbox. It works with S3. It works with Amazon. It's got a list of about 8 or 9 different places you can do it. The problem with Dropbox is they have a limit of 150 megs.
Oh.
And their API key limits 150 meg transfer through a backend like that.
Hmm.
So until they fix that, I can't use it on many of my sites because I got many sites that the entire contents is more than 150 megs.
Yeah, well, that's a good tip. I mean, definitely, I'm guilty of it myself. There are many sites that I have that don't have proper backups or proper ghost copies of the backup, so that's definitely a good tip.
So that's all I got there, and what else we got? Well, we've got a wonderful piece this week of listener feedback and a question, and it's coming from Dave Jackson at Weekly Web Tools, so we'll let Dave take it away.
John and Marcus, this is Dave Jackson from weeklywebtools.com and schoolofpodcasting.com. Was checking out your website, good old WPPluginsA2Z.com. And yes, you guys definitely like SpeakPipe. I think that's very cool. But what's even cooler is the bonus information at the bottom of the screen. I like that little tab you have there to pop up bonus information. How are you guys doing that? I like that idea. Thanks for a great show. Keep up the good work. See you later.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, John, that plugin that Dave's talking about, which is that orange-colored tab at the bottom of our page in between all the SpeakPipe, is called Sliding Drawer. And we actually talked about that last January in episode number 56. If you go to the repository, we're going to keep this the link in the show notes, but you can also just search for WordPress Sliding Drawer, and you will find it. It's a great plugin that gives you a couple different extra widget areas, and it's not just limited to the bottom of your installation. You can use it on the top and I think on the sides as well.
Yes,
so,
you can.
Definitely check it out. It's Sliding Drawer plugin, and if you want the demo, just head on over to our website, which is WPPluginsA2Z.com.
Yes, I actually like that plugin. Thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate the feedback. And yeah, the plugin, I've used it on a couple of websites, and one I used it at the top and one I have used it at the side, and I do like that it throws in a couple extra widgeted areas with no effort whatsoever. That's what's kind of cool about it.
Yeah. So if you want to check out what Dave does, weeklywebtools.com. If you love this podcast, you're going to like Dave's stuff too. He talks about different kinds of tools, not always WordPress related. Sometimes it's just different net services and things like that, or just different analytics or metrics tools that you can use. So check out weeklywebtools.com for that. And Dave, thanks a lot for your question.
Yes, and he also has the School of Podcasting podcast.
Definitely.
I've listened to a couple of times, and I started listening to recently to, you know, work on improving my performance for this show. So I appreciate the info there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
All right, so that's all we got there. What else have we got coming up? I guess it's time for plugins, eh?
Rock and roll.
Let's take it away. So this week here, because of my last week, which has been taking care of a lot of miscellaneous things, polishing off a couple of websites, and taking care of sick kids, I didn't get any real new ones, so I decided to go just see what was available in the newest and latest plugins from WordPress. And I tripped across three of them that are kind of interesting and new, and we'll start with the first one here. And the first one is called Really Simple Issue Tracker. And for this plugin here, it looked kind of interesting. It's another plugin for turning your WordPress site into a way of tracking information or tracking user problems. Or if you're building a massive project, it's a way to keep track of any problems you're having within that one site. It creates a custom post type that doesn't publish off for your public view, and it's a spot where if you have multiple people working on it, you can assign the different tasks to people. So when you create a task in there, it creates a track in there that allows you to assign it to a person. You also get to choose the type of task it is, whether it's a bug or a task or an item that needs to be done. Then you can also set a priority on how important it is to get fixed from a 0 to 10. 0 being 1 to 10. 1 being most important and 10 being least important. And set that. And finally, you can even set it so it's open, closed, or in process. So it's a way to track whether someone's actually working on it. So if the person assigned starts working on it, they can tag it they're working on it, and you know it's being worked on. And then when it's done, close it out, and it keeps a record of it. I found it to be very useful. I haven't actually started using it personally. I just threw it up on my demo site to see how it would work, and I think I'm going to try it on a project that I'm just getting started on that I have a lot of stuff to do, and I've got things to assign off to my interns. So we're going to see how this works, and right now the rating is 3 because it's pretty nice, but it might come up and I'll probably make mention of it later down the road after I've used it. So it's a 3 Dragon plugin, and it's pretty decent, and if you need something for tracking, give this one a try.
Now, one quick question about this. How does it inform the person that you assign the task to,
you know,
that they have a task.
I didn't look into that. I will have to see exactly how it does that.
And then my follow-up question to that is, how do you know once that particular task has been completed? Does it inform the person who is the assignee who created the task?
Well, aside from the list it gives you and tells you what status it's at, I don't know that. If it has an automatic information off to somebody.
Okay. Well, some things to think about.
Those are two items that I hadn't approached yet. But yeah, I like those to look into.
All right. Well, the first one that I've got today is something called BookFresh. And BookFresh is actually a service that you can subscribe to. And this is part of that. Now, I learned about this specifically from the plugin itself. This plugin came out 3 days ago, and it's had about 185 downloads thus far. I used to use this thing called Time Trade, and basically you could use a link in the signature of any of your emails or things like that, and people would click on it, and it would come up with just sort of a calendar, and they could input what it is that they wanted to talk to you about, or you know, if they wanted to schedule a demo, or if they had consultations or things like that. And then they could choose a time that was easiest and more convenient to them that would also coincide with availabilities that you have on your calendar. So you can kind of predetermine your availability hours. I think you could probably use this thing for medical appointments or offices if you have a client that's in the medical industry. Anything that's, you know, maybe service-based or something that's, you know, telecommute or something that you don't have to show up in person. But so BookFresh basically does the same type of thing. It will let you book appointments. It lets you organize your business calendar in both an online and a mobile fashion. It sends out confirmation to whomever it is that requested time from you. You can set the frequency as far as the day before, an hour before, or any combination therein. And it basically allows you to get together with different people and take appointments without you having to set that appointment. So now, consequently, when someone requests an appointment for a specific time, you do have the ability to reject it. And you can say, I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me, maybe this day or this day, you know, or you can set different parameters as far as, you know, what is your acceptable, you know, your hours. So overall, this is a really good plugin to use. I just started using the service. There is a free plan that you can try this out. And if you want to try the premium plan just to see if this thing will work for you, it's got a free 30-day trial. So either way, it's definitely something worth checking out if you're, you know, a busy designer or developer like John and I. It's definitely something that can pay off in the long run, especially from, you know, just the convenience standpoint for any prospect or any of your clients. So all in all, I really like this plugin. It's definitely solved one problem for me. I gave it a 3 out of 5. I just took 1 point away because it's a paid service, and generally we like sticking to the ones that are, you know, that no cost obligation. So rated this one 3 out of 5.
Nice. Look, one question I've got: when someone books a service, does it send you an email, or do you have to?
Yes,
it sends you an email for it.
Yeah, and actually, if you've got BookFresh available on your mobile device, it actually sends you kind of a push notification, and you can just say yes or no.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to have to look into that. I've been working on a way to be able to let my clients know when I'm available and when I'm not available without sharing my Google Calendar with them.
Oh, this definitely is it. Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, so the next one I've got here for you, this one is just a basic, simple plugin. It's, again, brand new plugin. It's called Advanced Browser Check, and it's only a couple of days old, but it's been downloaded a couple hundred times. And what it does is, it's quite simply, you plug it in, turn it on, and it checks every visitor coming to your site what level of browser they have and if your site is going to support it. And you can choose from every browser, it's got all the major browsers in there, and you can decide what level of browser you want to support, from the most recent Firefox to, and it'll go all the way back to version 11 of Firefox, and it goes from 7 to 10 of IE, and I can't remember the other ones. But you just set whatever level you do, and then what happens is that they hit your site, they get a screen pop up that says your browser is too old for this website, basically, or however you want to frame it. They give you a nice sample, a sample way of saying to folks, hey, look, you need to update your browser, and then they pop up two links, or they pop up a link for the new browser for that people can go update their web browser. Nice, simple, straightforward plugin. I thought it would be kind of cool. And if you run a website that definitely requires a new browser, this is a way to take care of those folks that are using old browsers and calling you up or send you emails saying they're having troubles. The only thing I did find that I wasn't entirely certain about was they can't even surf your website if their browser is not at the proper level. It puts up the screen overlay, and all they get is the link to go update their browser, and they can't go to any of the links on your site at all. So, other than that one minor thing, I thought it was pretty decent. It looked like it might have some uses here and there. Occasionally I do a site that got higher end stuff in it and requires the users to have a newer browser. So this might be a way to encourage those folks to upgrade and eventually get them to stop using something like IE6. So gave it a nice rating of 3 dragons. Just a simple, straightforward plugin.
Very cool. I like that one a lot. In fact, I've got a site that I think of right now that could use that, because it's I often get client complaints. I can't see the site. Really? Yeah. What version of Internet Explorer do you have? So this is a good way to kind of throw up a flag and say, look, this is the reason why.
That would be a good way of dealing with it, yes.
Cool. Well, John, I've got a pretty cool lazy plugin. I didn't mean for it to be lazy. I was just looking for something cool. But I'll take it, huh?
Okay. Anytime.
So I'm putting together that daily plugin site, and I really wanted to find the laziest way possible in which I could just publish something perhaps to YouTube, and then the site would pick it up and just do all the cool stuff. And then it came to, what am I going to do as far as a slider or a featured content gallery or something like that? Am I really going to have to go and make, you know, all these, you know, 800 by 300 sliders all the time that just merely point to the video anyway? It's almost as much work to put the slider together as it was the video. So I found this thing called YouTube Carousel Gallery. And it's only been out for 5 days. It's been downloaded less than 300 times. So all of you out there, this is a pretty good scoop for you if you're into YouTube and you've got a lot of different videos. But basically what this does is it uses the YouTube API, and it will take something from video IDs or even just from a channel name or a search query. Hint, hint, all you affiliate link farmers out there. But basically what it does is it makes a cool little carousel from the thumbnails of your videos, and as soon as you click it, it starts playing.
Nice.
So I thought it was really cool, and I'm going to use it on my site. It has some pretty intense editing as far as trying to get it to align to your site correctly, but from the demo sites that I've already put it on, it's performed quite well, actually. So all in all, I really like this plugin. It's hard to describe what this is without seeing it, so make sure you go to wppluginsa-z.com and check out the link for this. It's called YouTube Carousel Gallery, and I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I think you just saved me hours of work, because I've got a client that does cooking videos, and we're in the process of redoing his site, and I wanted to do something like this, and he was asking me, how can we get some of these videos doing something like this? So,
yeah, this is the way.
Yeah, I can see it now, and I was just checking it out. So that's actually very nice. I like the way it displays. So.
Excellent. Should we give it a 5 then? Should we give it a 5?
We might have to, but I'll leave it.
Go ahead and hit it.
Go ahead and hit it. Now I got to go find it. There it is. All right. Yeah, I can
talk me into it from utility.
I can see it saving me some serious hours ahead of me in this cooking show website. So,
all right. Plus one from.
He's got hundreds of videos we got to bring over to his site. So.
Yeah, this will do it. And actually, here's what's cool about it. Actually, is okay, so just for my sake, I can have one on the front page that's like the most recent video episodes, but I could also kind of make a tag or something like that and put something within the tag, what do you call it, the archive or the category archive, where I could narrow it down to just, let's just say I wanted to have a category of just lazy plugins, then this would feed only my lazy plugins based on a specific search query versus name and all that stuff too.
So
for your sake, cooking show stuff, you might be able to narrow it down to the cuisine type, you know, the region, if it's vegan, if it's meat, whatever.
It's going to save a lot of time. And like I said, I was just looking on their website on it and the displays they've got, and I really like the galleries it creates. Those are nice.
Yeah, it's great.
So yeah, it definitely deserves the 5. It had to be bumped.
All right, you talk me into it.
All right, so my final plugin here is very simple, very straightforward, and it does nothing more than checks out your server for you and sees if your server is doing fast enough or decent enough to run WordPress. And it is called Benchmark, and it's brand new. It's 8 days old, been downloaded 105 times. So I thought, let's go see how my servers are doing, because, of course, I run my own servers. So I wanted to see if I'm running right up there where I should be. Simple plug-in. You just plug it in, turn it on, and then hit go. And a few minutes later, not even that, I think it was less than a minute, it ran, and it came up, and it tells you how fast the CPU is on the server, what the network speed is, and how fast the database queries are on the server. And it turns out my servers perform right at about the industry average. I was hoping for more, but at least the industry average tells me that my servers are right in there where they should be for WordPress. And now I know I need to tweak them a little bit more. Not overly exciting. I had hoped to see a little more from the plugin, maybe test a couple of other areas. I'm not sure where, but I thought I might look for some other areas. So I did only give it a 2 Dragon rating. There's just not a lot to it, but it looked like it might be fun. So if you just want a quick little boo, throw it in there, turn it on, see what you got. If it's not exciting, maybe you might want to talk to your host or look elsewhere. Or if it's good, turn it back off and you're done. 5 minutes. And that's the end of that plugin.
Yeah, that's actually something that I'm going to try, because there's I have 4 different host providers that I use. I use GoDaddy, I use DreamHost, I use Bluehost, and I use HostGator.
Right.
And I get varying results from each one of those. Some sites that I have hosted on one, I'll use the exact same theme and the same content load and put it on a different host, and it seems to crawl, you know, slow. So I'm going to try this, because I need to know if my host is actually the one that's doing it. And sometimes just doing a ping itself doesn't give you that clear indication as to what the problem is.
Yeah, so. I actually have another plugin, which I could give you a quick name of as soon as I go to it, that once you turn it on, what it does, it throws up in the admin bar, tells you how long your web host's been online. In other words, how long Apache's been online since its last reboot. Tells you how much RAM you're losing of your allocation, and it tells you what the CPU load is on the server that you're currently on. And it just sits up there in the top. It's kind of a nice way of monitoring your stuff. It's called WP Really Simple Health, and I will add that to the show notes, just because it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. That'd be great. I have one final plug-in here that, as soon as I saw it, I thought, wow, why didn't they do this before? Just from a development standpoint, John, I have clients and workers and things like that that get into WordPress sites, and then they use, they use making a post as kind of a scratch pad, a cut and paste, a notepad, whatever you want to call it. And oftentimes they will publish that and not know it. So I came up with a solution to kind of prevent that. But in in SEO terms, this is probably something that you want to put on yourself just to make sure that you're hitting the bar. It's called Minimum Word Count, and it's a super lazy plugin where basically you set the minimum word count required in order to click that publish button. So if you want to say, look, you can be a guest blogger, you can do whatever, but it won't let them publish until it has, 600-word article or something like that. So this was used for me primarily just to keep people from posting a couple lines of crap content through the stream until I could at least take a look at it. But this definitely is a pretty cool plugin to use. Oftentimes we get lazy ourselves and make, little lame plugin or lame posts. I don't want to do that anymore, and I'm going to sort of impose this particular plugin on a lot of my own sites so that I hit that bar every single time. So it's called Minimum Word Count, and it's a very useful plugin that I gave a 4 out of 5.
That's nice. Yeah, that'll save me having to toss it into Word so I can check out the word count.
Sure. Now, it does have the option to allow administrators to publish below the minimum.
Yeah.
So you definitely can do that. But it's nice because as you're typing, the word count goes up. It's like a live word count rather than that kind of slower one that, takes a few minutes to kind of get the whole count.
That's nice. We'll have to check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's all we got for you folks. The usual reminders here. Don't forget to go rate us at iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, and Stitcher Radio. Especially go to Stitcher Radio this week. And give us a good vote, and maybe give us some nominations. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, and if you nominate us, please tweet that thing out too. And John and I will keep an eye on that. And it'd be nice, John. Maybe we could just name some of the people that helped tweet their nomination.
That would be cool. Yes, make a mention of it, and I will make sure I'm paying attention to my Twitter stream a little closer.
Cool. So we'll give you a shout out if you help us with the nomination process.
And that's it. Future podcast, the usual, whatever happens to come across our plate, and lazy plugins or something interesting or just brand new that nobody might have heard of yet.
Yeah, we're on the prowl.
And you can, of course, contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter, wppro.ca/Twitter, Facebook, wppro.ca/Facebook, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
All right, and you can contact me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch, and find me on Facebook at the new site, which is facebook.com/dailyplugin.
And that's all we got for you. Take care.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh